What if you could turn 15% of your factory's waste heat directly into cash-generating electricity with no moving parts? That's not a future projection. It's a new efficiency benchmark hit this week. And what if the very paint on your marine assets could heal itself autonomously before rust even has a chance to form? These aren't just lab curiosities anymore. They represent a fundamental shift in material science that's creating immediate strategic opportunities and threats for Western industry. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that shapes your business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a powerful theme. The materials revolution is accelerating. We're seeing breakthroughs that were purely theoretical just a few years ago, now hitting critical milestones for commercialization. We'll be covering the new economics of solid-state power generation, the emergence of truly autonomous self-healing industrial coatings, and how the U.S. government is using artificial intelligence to break supply chain monopolies on critical materials like magnets. We'll finish on a new software trick that could upgrade every advanced 3D printer on your factory floor.
It's a week where the building blocks of industry are getting smarter, stronger, and more efficient. For executives, the challenge is moving faster than your competitors to integrate these advances.
Let's start with energy, Troy. A report from MicroPower Global on June 4th claims thermal electric material efficiency has soared to 15%. For those of us who aren't material scientists, what exactly does that mean?
It's a major economic tipping point, Susie. Thermal electric generators, or TEGs, are solid-state devices. They convert a temperature difference, like the heat from an exhaust pipe versus the ambient air, directly into electricity. For decades, they were stuck at 5 to 8% efficiency, which limited them to niche applications. This jump to 12 to 15% changes the entire equation for industrial waste heat recovery.
And why is this happening now?
It's a convergence of high energy costs, decarbonization mandates, and breakthroughs in nanostructuring. Researchers now project reaching a ZT value, that's the figure of merit for thermoelectrics, of 2.0 to 2.5 within 5 to 10 years. At that level, these solid-state systems become cost competitive with traditional steam turbines.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's a massive opportunity to turn a waste stream into a revenue stream. Think about foundries, glass manufacturing, chemical plants, even data centers. Any industrial process that generates significant heat is a candidate. Pilot deployments are already showing payback periods of 5 to 8 years, and that's based on older tech. For new factory builds, integrating waste heat recovery could become standard practice, lowering operational energy costs for decades.
And what should Western trading companies and distributors be thinking about?
A new market is opening for these generators. The supply chain is maturing rapidly. Trading companies should be identifying the leading material and device manufacturers now, securing distribution rights, and building expertise in system integration. The value isn't just selling the TEG module, it's in engineering the complete heat recovery solution for a client.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
Commission a comprehensive waste heat audit of your manufacturing facilities immediately. Quantify the temperature and volume of your thermal exhaust streams. With that data, you can begin to model the ROI of installing a modern thermoelectric generation system. This is no longer a science project, it's a strategic financial decision.
From generating power to protecting the assets that use it, a report out of Germany on a new steel coating caught my eye. It's described as having dual autonomous self-healing. That sounds like something out of science fiction.
It's very real, and it's a significant advance in materials chemistry. Published in European Coatings, researchers have developed a composite coating that uses a urea functionalized polysilicone silica sol, or urea SI, grafted onto an acrylic resin.
Okay, you're going to have to translate urea SI, Cyrus.
Think of it as two healing mechanisms in one. First, you have a silicone-based healing agent dispersed at the nanoscale throughout the coating. When a crack forms, this agent is released to fill the gap. Second, the urea molecules create a network of reversible hydrogen bonds. When the coating is damaged, these bonds can break and then reform on their own, essentially stitching the polymer matrix back together. The key word is autonomous. It requires no external trigger like heat or UV light.
Why is that so important for US and European industrial companies?
Because it targets the primary failure mode of protective coatings, microcracks. For manufacturers and operators in marine and heavy industrial settings, offshore wind turbines, chemical storage tanks, bridges, this is a game changer. It extends asset life and dramatically reduces the life cycle cost of maintenance by preventing corrosion before it starts. The potential savings are enormous.
So, if you're a distributor of industrial chemicals, what's the play here?
This is a high-value specialty product. You need to get ahead of this. Identify the developers, likely spinning out of German research institutes, and start conversations about exclusive distribution rights for North America. Your sales pitch has to shift from cost per gallon to total cost of ownership, demonstrating the immense long-term value of preventing corrosion-related downtime and repair.
And the actionable takeaway for our listeners?
Operations executives should task their teams to calculate the total cost of corrosion for their most critical steel assets over the last decade. Include downtime, labor, and materials for repainting and repair. That number is the business case for investing in a premium, self-healing coating that could double or triple the maintenance interval.
Troy, we've talked about new materials for energy and protection, but a recurring theme this week is how we even find these materials. The U.S. Department of Energy announced its Genesis mission. What is it?
It's a strategic initiative to fundamentally change how materials are discovered. Instead of a years-long trial-and-error process in a lab, the DOE is using AI to shrink that timeline to months. It integrates what they call physics-aware AI, generative models, deep learning, and foundation models that understand the laws of chemistry and physics.
It sounds conceptual. Is it producing any results yet?
Absolutely. A prime example comes from Ames National Laboratory. As reported on June 3rd, they are using this exact AI-driven roadmap to accelerate the discovery of rare earth-free permanent magnets.
That's a huge issue. Why is this so critical for U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's a direct assault on a massive supply chain vulnerability. High-performance magnets are essential for EV motors, wind turbines, robotics, and defense systems. The global supply of the necessary rare earth elements is overwhelmingly controlled by China. Developing a cost-effective, high-performance alternative that can be produced domestically isn't just a business goal. It's a matter of economic and national security. This AI framework allows them to screen millions of potential material candidates, a scale impossible with human researchers alone.
What should Western trading companies that deal in these raw materials know?
The immediate strategy is to watch this space like a hawk. The long-term risk is that their current business in rare earth metals could be disrupted by a novel material. The opportunity is to be the first to build a supply chain around the new AI-discovered magnets. They should be building relationships with the national labs and the startups that will inevitably spin out of this research.
What's the actionable insight here?
If your business relies on rare earth magnets, your strategic planning team needs to be actively scenario planning for two futures, one with severe supply chain disruptions of current materials, and one where a new domestically sourced alternative becomes available. This is no longer a distant threat. The R&D to displace the incumbent technology is being fast-tracked by state actors.
Let's bring this down to the factory floor. We've got smarter materials and smarter ways to find them. What about smarter ways to make them? A release from NIST on June 4th details a new laser-whisking technique.
This is a really elegant and practical innovation. NIST researchers have found a way to use existing metal 3D printers to create advanced high-entropy alloys, or HEAs, that were previously very difficult to synthesize.
High-entropy alloys? What are they, and why are they so difficult to make?
HEAs are metallic materials made of five or more elements in roughly equal amounts. They have extraordinary properties, incredible strength and stability at extreme temperatures. But getting that many different elements to mix uniformly is a major challenge. The NIST technique uses custom software to control the printer's laser in a precise looping path that effectively whisks the different metal powders together as they melt, ensuring a homogeneous mixture.
So the breakthrough is in the software, not new hardware.
Precisely. That's what makes this so powerful. It means the tens of thousands of high-end metal 3D printers in operation across the U.S. and Europe can potentially be upgraded to produce these next-generation superalloys without a massive capital investment. They proved it by successfully mixing a very dense refractory alloy with lightweight titanium, creating a new material ideal for jet engines or nuclear reactors.
What does this mean for a European aerospace or energy component manufacturer?
It unlocks a new level of design freedom and performance. They can now 3D print single components with graded material properties. For example, a turbine blade that is exceptionally heat resistant at the tip and lighter at the base. This reduces weight,
improves efficiency, and enhances durability in the most demanding environments. It's a significant competitive edge.
And for the companies that sell and distribute those 3D printers?
Their business model can evolve. Instead of just selling the machine, they can now offer high-margin software upgrades and material-specific process consulting. It transforms a one-time capital equipment sale into an ongoing platform relationship, providing continuous value to their customers.
So the final actionable insight for a CTO today is:
if you have metal additive manufacturing capabilities, your team should be contacting NIST and your printer's manufacturer to explore this laser whisking technique. It represents one of the most capital-efficient ways to leapfrog your competition in the production of high-performance metal parts.
All right, Troy, a lot of ground covered this week. Let's distill it. What are the three strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, monetize your waste. The 15% efficiency benchmark for thermoelectrics means solid-state waste heat recovery is now economically viable. U.S. and European manufacturers should be auditing their thermal waste streams as a potential energy source. Second, materials are becoming autonomous. The new self-healing coatings from Germany demonstrate a shift from passive materials to active systems that manage their own integrity. This will fundamentally change maintenance cycles and asset longevity models in heavy industry. It's about designing durability in from day one.
And third, AI is now a primary tool for material security. The DOE's Genesis mission and its application at Ames Lab for magnets is not just R&D. It's a geostrategic move to reshore critical supply chains. Companies that aren't exploring AI-driven material design will eventually be buying from competitors who are.
Monetize waste, design in autonomy, and secure your supply chain with AI. Powerful stuff. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The pace of material innovation is accelerating, and we'll be here to track the commercial implications for you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Susie.
Make sure you subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on your podcast platform of choice so you never miss a briefing. Join us again next week for the intelligence you need to stay ahead.